Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Section 10 podcast. Here are your hosts, Jared Carabas, Coley Mick, and Steve Perrault.
What's up and welcome back to the Section 10 Podcast, episode 274, presented by Barstool Sports. It is the home of your third place, but should have been second place, but then became third place, Boston Red Sox. My name is Jared Carabas, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And this right here, this is Coley Mick, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that. Bada boom, realest guys in the room. Steve, how you doing?
What up, Section 10 in the building?
In the motherfucking building.
That's right.
The Red Sox should be in second place, but they're not.
They should be.
They're in third.
I'm still okay.
Still in third. But they were in second for a second,
though. What just happened in Tampa. I'm okay with that.
They
won the series.
Yeah, they won the series, but like, they should be in
they
second,
really have
yeah.
won that last game? I don't think they should have. Charlie Morton was looking nice.
He was looking good, but like, I don't know.
I prefer when my team wins the game.
It'd be better if they won.
Should have won the game, Steve.
They should have won the game because I like when my team wins the game.
Right.
But
they were up 2-0, Steve.
And they were up 2-0.
And then also 2-1.
Yeah.
They blew a 2-0 lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They blew it.
Yep.
So they should have won.
That's going to be on Ray's t-shirts all over the place.
What? They
blew
it?
When the Red Sox blew a 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Charlie Morton's good.
He is good, but was he good enough to win?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was. He was.
That was. You almost got me. That was a tough question.
Yeah. I mean, what the fuck are you going to do?
We won the game.
Guy pitches a good game, you win the game.
Yeah. I did like how Cora ran the delay this thing for 20 minutes and hope for the best play.
Yeah.
That was slick.
Just hope that they get frustrated and
just,
all right,
give the Red Sox one run. I'm pissed. Tie game. All right.
I mean, if you're Kevin Cash, at what point do you just say I forfeit? Like, I want to go home.
I think it was close.
It was very close. A 20-minute delay.
I think like 24 minutes, he throws his hands up in disgust and
probably
leaves.
Yeah. He was starting to get pissed. You could see, like, first off, this is taking too long. So when Cora saw that, he's like, if we can get this a little longer.
What's like the longest that you've had to wait for something where you're like, all right, fuck it, I don't care anymore.
It's normally a food order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do? Just order something else?
Maybe. Well, are we talking a restaurant or are we talking like fast food?
Like anywhere. Like, it's just like, oh, I'm waiting in line for.
Well, like, have you ever like in protest just bounced and been like, fuck this, I'm out? Happened to me at a Friendly's once.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I hate waiting for shit.
I know.
Like the people that waited in line at the Spinners game for the fucking bobblehead, 2 hours.
Shout out to those people.
Fuck that.
That was impressive.
To meet you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
wait more than 30 seconds to meet me.
Even then,
that's asking for a little bit much.
Yeah.
It's like that's 30 second head start I could get back to the train.
You're stale Cracker Jacks. Like I'll eat them, but I'm not going to wait to eat them.
Yeah.
Like if it's not right now, shout out Patrice O'Neill, then I'm not waiting.
Yeah. But the Red Sox should be in second place, and I'm pretty damn confused by that.
Mm-hmm.
It just sucks.
So you're not confused?
No, I'm confused as to why they're not. Second place.
The worst record in the team in second place.
Yeah, but they should have a better record than that team.
Mm-hmm.
In theory.
Mm-hmm.
Is it similar confusion to the tickets for sports and concerts thing?
No.
No, because that doesn't suck.
Yeah, true.
This
sucks. Yeah, this does suck.
Yeah, like if you need tickets to a sports or a concert, there's a solution for that.
Yeah.
But if you want to be in second place, it's like, what are you going to do?
Win more games.
You got to win more games, but like I can't control that.
Especially against the team in second place. Like you were playing that team.
Yeah.
The worst part is that we can't control it.
You could have then.
Yeah.
If you beat the Rays 3 times instead of 2 times, then you're in second place, but they didn't do that.
Sometimes you beat a team and then it's like, oh, well, the team we're trying to catch is playing a different team. They also won. We've made 0 ground here.
I was almost very excited because of my positive Paul take of them sweeping and it almost happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't.
It didn't.
So you guys clearly had some intel because you knew it wasn't going to happen.
But it could have.
But it didn't.
But it didn't.
Yeah.
But there was a chance.
But they didn't sweep.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a live show?
We do, Saturday.
Cool. SeatGeek is the solution.
That's the ad. If you want tickets to a live show.
If you want tickets to a live show, get SeatGeek.
Yeah.
SeatGeek is now the presenting sponsor of the Section 10 podcast. For the 2019 season, everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for the sports and the music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work, and you save the time and the money, bitch. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You will immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, our listeners get an instant $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $10 off tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter promo code section 10. SeatGeek will instantly take $10 off your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code section 10 today. Big coupon, bitch.
We got a live show.
Live show Saturday.
Live show Saturday.
Can't wait.
Cole, you coming?
Yeah.
Cole,
gonna hell
be there.
Yeah.
I'm on the show. Gonna be there.
Hell yeah. Cole's gonna be there.
The non-special guest, Short Porch, gonna be there.
Why are they coming?
We should just throw stuff at him the whole time.
Was that thing where, like, sales was like, hey, by the way, like, because I didn't ask him to come.
I don't think any of us, we would have
when Steve wanted to do fucking with Hubs after the
Don't even remind me.
I mean, they're 1-6 against, get Hubs in here.
Should we bring Hubs in now to promo this?
Oh, no.
This would make more sense than when you did it.
Nah, yeah. Not a good
when
day
you
to
called
fuck
the
Hubs
play.
Nah, not a good day to fuck with Hubs. But yeah, who... I mean, none of us wanted them there.
Raise your hand if you asked Hubs to come to the live show.
Not a single hand.
Nobody.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
They wanted Jared to move a little to his right so he was in the video shot. Now him and Coley are very close for this podcast.
So what?
I think it looks friendly.
Yeah.
Steve doesn't know this. When we do Google Hangouts, me and Jared are actually in the same apartment.
Right.
So you have different backdrops? Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, damn it.
Green screens.
Yeah.
I knew it.
We're kind of like... like if we were in a band and you know how like the two guitarists would go like back to back and like share a microphone, like that's kind of what we're doing right now.
Yeah, I like it. But yeah, live show Saturday and Short Porch again.
What time?
Should we 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern?
What time are you gonna get there though? Like 2?
12. That's a good one. 12.
Leave them just like Rolling Stones. Just leave the audience waiting. A bloodlust across the audience.
It's just Tommy and Hubs up on the stage like, what the hell?
That would actually
this?
Be very funny.
What time's the game start? 4?
4.
05.
05. All right. Those 5 minutes do matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long do they expect us to go?
They have to have the little kid.
The show?
Like,
play ball.
Last couple ones are a couple hours.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
We're just going to go as long as it feels right.
Yeah.
Quick 15-minute set.
Yeah.
And throw stuff at the Short Porch guys.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
glass.
He's like, I can't support that.
Glass cantaloupes.
If
someone can happen upon a glass cantaloupe, they can throw it.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Pat Light's going to be there.
Pat Light's going to be there. Our Dominican boys are going to be there to flip off.
Of course they are.
Our brothers.
Yeah, they always come out. They always support.
That's a Roslindale workmanship that you can't find anywhere.
You really
else.
Can't.
Yeah. Nowhere else in the state can you find some Dominicans to flip off a New Yorker for countless amount of hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just can't.
They made a scooter biker gang at Winter Weekend.
They did.
They did. That's
like,
right.
We talked about it, but then they did it.
Mm-hmm. They're very dedicated.
They're like, this should have happened. They're like, all right, we got you.
One
we
of them's you. A troop.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Which branch?
Troop. The troops are
the troops are the troops.
These are the troops.
Come on, man. Troops are the troops.
Yeah. Are we happy about taking 2 out of 3? Or are we just like, meh? Are we disappointed?
Going into it, if you said 2 out of 3, you would have said yes, right?
No.
Come on.
4 out of 3.
I would have taken 4 out of 3.
Summary of the year. I mean, come on.
It's true, though. 2 out of 3? I mean, 2 out of 3, but losing the last one, that's like, I would rather first one. I would rather go win, loss. I mean, I would rather go loss, win, win.
Or middle.
Win, tie, loss.
Double.
I just don't want to lose that last one because then it's like, ah.
It leaves a sour taste in your mouth. But with the protest thing being
late. What's your favorite sour candy?
What?
You said it leaves a sour taste in your mouth. Oh. What's your favorite sour candy?
Well, sometimes
candy?
Sour Patch Kids does it, but that's like.
What do you mean?
What?
What do you mean it does it? What does that mean?
It leaves a sour taste in my mouth.
It's sour sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's sour.
It's never occasionally like sour, Pat. It's on the bottom.
But they're going to be pissed off going into that first Yankees game. They're going to win tonight.
Due to the lack of Sour Patch Kids?
Lack of Sour Patch Kids and the protest.
I like the watermelon Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, those ones are the best. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people would agree
with
you.
They have strawberry ones now.
No, pass.
I want to try them, but they'll never be as good as the watermelon, but I would like to try them.
I tried strawberry for the first time a few weeks ago.
A strawberry?
A strawberry.
I would review.
Pretty good.
You see why they got on?
Yeah. I get the craze now. Yeah.
You see why the kids are talking about them?
Yep.
Yeah. You guys should check these out. These are pretty good.
I mean, if you haven't had a strawberry, I would recommend.
By now.
Yeah.
Take a picture in a Section 10 shirt with a strawberry.
Yeah.
If by August 2019 you haven't tried one of these strawberries, you're missing out.
Actually, no, I want a video of you guys eating strawberries in a Section 10 shirt.
You gotta those say, are where you can throw at Hubs and tell me some.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to say pretty good.
He's going to be so confused.
A bunch of berries.
Actually, yeah, yeah. Also, like, I don't think Lansdowne would get that upset because it's like, hey, he's just throwing strawberries.
Yeah, strawberries.
Yeah. If you're upset about that,
people
grow
love
up.
These things.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's trying to feed you.
Right.
So bring strawberries to throw at the short porch guys.
Did you hear what Didi Grigowski said?
I know.
He said
it was aggressive a little bit.
Every time we get a chance to play them being the Red Sox,
Boston.
Every time we get a chance to play them, and you get a chance to bury them, that's all you want to do. Keep expanding the lead. He wants to bury the Red Sox.
Mm.
That's mean.
Oh, Didi.
Super mean.
Why wouldn't you just be like, I hope we have a good time this weekend. It's going to be fun.
The weather's going to be great. Wait, why couldn't you just say, like, hey, we're going up to Boston and here it's a fun city and the weather's going to be nice.
Fans are really nice.
We hope to play them in four baseball games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a lot of people in attendance.
We're playing a series that's longer than most series.
Yeah.
Well, so this is two different series, right?
The makeup is in New York.
Back,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he's got free housing for the whole weekend. I mean, this is kind of aggressive for him to come in this hot.
Yeah, and just be like, wow, fuck Boston.
Yeah.
Which is basically what he said.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone here, like, provoke him? Like, no.
No. Did he say anything complimentary? No.
Yeah, he wasn't like, love the facilities.
Yeah. You're a guest here, Didi. Why not say something nice about the people that are hosting you?
Letters for name, idiot.
It is kind of crazy that his name is Didi.
They didn't even pick two different letters.
Yeah.
One of the 26. Doubled
like,
up.
The Red Sox have JD. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
DD. Like, what is that? What is that?
That's what he sounds like, too.
DD. That's not.
And it's like not a baby even, trying to, like, say dad the first
right,
time.
Right. And it's wrong.
It's just wrong. Like, an idiot
it's
baby.
Dad. I mean, you know, let's be serious. There's
that's
an
two
a.
letters. Yeah.
Yeah, there's an A in there.
Yeah.
But also, if you think about it, like, he doesn't even spell it with the two letters. Like, he puts I's in there.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we get it. You're so cool.
It's really Didi.
Yeah.
Didi Grigowski.
Yeah. Which is not a real name. Do you know anyone else named Didi?
Like, Greg. He has a real name buried in there if you look for it.
Greg?
Yeah. He's just Greg.
Yeah. No, that's true. By the way, a lot of people are out on Pluto after our last show.
I know. Was there a Pluto account that went after you?
Yeah, fuck yeah, that guy.
That guy sucks.
I mean, it was Pluto.
You think Pluto sent that tweet?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I thought we said there was major internet issues in Pluto, just considering the $4.6 billion.
That's exactly why he's fake.
Yeah.
Oh, you can make a Twitter and send off a tweet, but you're 4.6 billion miles away from planet Earth?
Yeah, take a shit.
No.
Take a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you sit on it, pal? Pluto. Pluto's not fooling anybody.
Not fooling anybody.
Not even close.
I mean, we've had a lot of controversial takes on this particular program. The troops have not rallied together more than the anti-Pluto take.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were just a unit linked together.
Arm in arm.
Questioning. The existence, not just questioning the existence of Pluto, but straight up condemning its existence.
Well, it was the most obvious facts that we put forth.
Yeah.
That made it very clear that it doesn't exist.
I think it
never
really,
did.
It was really the 1930 that got people.
Yeah.
That got their goose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, think about, like, hold on, let me do a little quick research here.
Do it. I'll play some music. Da 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 da.
I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, 1930 fast facts. I'm looking for, like, who is president, like, what was, like, the cost of, like, a loaf of bread back then?
They didn't have bread back then.
Yeah, come on, man. Bread was, like, the 80s.
It was the Depression. They didn't have food.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, you know, around the same... Babe Ruth is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame around this time. Superman debuted in the 30s.
Mickey Mouse debuted.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so did Pluto, allegedly.
To be fair.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse did. I mean, now we're really connected.
Mickey Mouse. Yeah, that's true.
Because Mickey Mouse had Pluto.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a couple of days later, this planet pops up.
Mm. That's a good point.
Disney's, you know, they've created a lot of things in their day.
They really have.
Them trying to get their name on a planet.
Do you think? Yeah.
They couldn't just name the planet like Walt.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't play.
So they backdoored it.
They backdoored it.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Viral marketing like you read about.
You can't buy that.
Can't.
Walt Disney was probably such an egomaniac that he was like, well, I already have a land and a world. How about an entire fucking planet?
Right.
Pluto. Crazy. Did you hear the rumors that Walt Disney is like kind of like a Nazi?
There's no rumors. He's just big time anti-Semite.
Didn't he say if like a guy has a baby, he can go to Disney for his whole life or something like that?
Wait, what?
I think he said that once.
All right, Steve.
What the fuck?
Steve really
say?
Trying to move us away from the anti-Semite yeah. Walt Disney.
I thought I heard that. Wait, the Red Sox didn't lose any games in that series. I'm just realizing that because if it's under protest, the game doesn't count.
It is under protest, but like, didn't Cora technically get what he wanted out of it? The fact that umpiring crew had to have like
had
a little
to call
meeting,
like New York,
yes.
to figure out what the rules were. Well, the second, I don't know how you felt about this. The second I saw Angel Hernandez in the middle of that, I'm like,
of course,
this is going to take at least 20 minutes. Yeah. I know it should have taken like a half hour because he's looking at the card. I've done this very similarly in like school before, where like mom's showing you how did you get a D?
Yeah,
Stephen, you were studying. I'm looking at it like
I'm trying to like I'm filing this report card under protest.
Yeah,
like there's no way I did.
Wait
a
second, no, somebody, this is someone else's test. This isn't someone. Shit,
I missed the day that they handed out like the study sheet.
Yeah,
and that's why everyone else had an advantage that I didn't have. Therefore, this D. It's on the protest.
And then Kevin Cash is essentially your dad being like, no, Steve, over here, over here. There is absolutely no way that is correct.
Right.
Absolutely no way. I'm not buying that at all. But you got to go with it. He had no idea what was going on. And he keeps going back and forth between the managers. And it's like, this guy just sucks.
Then they're on the fucking horn with like the league being like, do you guys know what the fuck's happening? Because we don't know.
We have no clue.
No idea.
And so he's with the pool of reporters after the game, and he's like, well, technically they had the DH, and I didn't put him in the lineup, but it wasn't told. It's like, he sucks. Angel Hernandez sucks.
He's not good at his job.
He's not good. So he sucks.
So he sucks.
So that's what that is.
I mean, it's just, you know, it is a major league umpire, and he's been in the league for at least 45 years.
Yeah. Four to five or 45?
45.
45.
Also 4 to 5.
Yeah.
At least.
4 to 5.
Yep. Also, yeah. No,
four
that's
to five
fair.
Times like 10.
How do you not know the rules of baseball at that point?
There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially
there are a lot.
The Rays do this like every game.
Kevin Cash does it a lot.
You watch a lot of baseball. You didn't even know if you could use a wiffle ball bat.
That's true.
People did want us to call up Susie.
The rules department?
Yeah, to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
Wait, can we do that?
Hey, can
be like, can you actually? This is legit, right? Can you confirm what the hell happened at the end of that Red Sox Rays game? Because we're confused.
We probably should call him.
Yeah, let's call him.
Like, can we get like an official explanation for what happened? Like,
can we call him?
You want to call him?
Yeah, let's call him. What's the number? MLB Rules Department.
It's just baseball.
Type in baseball, whatever the numbers are.
Mr. Baseball there.
What number do you call last time?
What?
You have the number from last time?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Oh, well, if you type in call MLB, it just pops up.
What number is that?
1-866-800. No?
No.
Damn it.
Steve fell for the old fake number.
Hi, I had a question about rules in the league.
Okay, please hold.
Gets me every time.
Major League Baseball.
Hi, I had a question about what happened in the Red Sox Rays game yesterday. I was wondering if we could get clarification on that.
Okay, what happened?
It was there was like a 20-minute delay over. It looked like a lineup switch that Kevin Cash did. It was very confusing, so I was wondering if there was like an explanation.
Let me take your name and number, and I will ask, and someone will get back to you.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. What's your name?
It's Jared.
Alright, and Jared, what is the best number or email to get back to you?
You can do Carabas, or just jared.carabas@gmail.com.
And can you spell that for me?
Jared.
Yep, got that.
Dot carrabis at gmail.com.
Carrabis. B-I-S, sorry. Mm-hmm. At Gmail?
Yep.
All right, and it was last night.
Yeah, there is a 12 o'clock game.
What team? I'm sorry.
It was Red Sox-Rays.
That's what I thought. Yep. Okay.
All right, thank
All
you
right,
very
I
much.
I will find out.
I appreciate it. Thank
Bye.
You.
Right. Okay, thanks. Bye.
The rules department just... Major League Baseball rules department. It's crazy. It's crazy that that exists. You can just call up. And if you have a question, you just ask them, and then they're very—I mean, they're going to investigate any question that you have. Like we've definitely gotten to a point now where we asked about the plastic bats. Can you use plastic bats? And they wanted to investigate that. Like they didn't know.
Here's the deal. I do wonder how many prank calls they get. I can't think it's a high number.
That's not a prank call. I really don't know what happened.
No, I know. But like, I just love how they handled it because it's very, I mean, we got an explanation, right, of what happened.
Yeah.
But she's like, you know what? This kid loves the game.
Yep.
And he wants to know what's going on with the game. Right. Kind of like all of us. And I know the hot topic on the Twitter machine was like, can we mic these umps up or mic these guys up? It is a little ridiculous that you go 20 minutes and the viewer's sitting at home with their... Well, they don't have their thumb up their ass, but...
They might, though.
Do you think some people had thumbs up their asses when that was going on?
Yeah. Think about the odds.
Why is that a phrase? Why would you put your thumb up your ass?
I mean, you don't think that people do that?
Well, while they're watching a baseball game?
Why not? You get bored. Yeah, especially during a 20-minute delay.
If you're bored during a baseball game, you put a thumb up your ass?
I've never personally done it, but I'm sure that there is someone who has put a thumb in their ass during a baseball game.
At no point has there been a thumb near your sphincter.
Never. Not during a baseball game.
I don't know if this is passing the old sniff test.
Yeah, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But it is a little ridiculous. We go that long and we don't know what's going on.
You've definitely gaped open that brown eye.
I haven't.
During game of round ball.
Not during game.
Not during game.
Not during game.
Not during game. During other thing, not during game. I no put thumb in ass during game.
But that's why, and I agree, in hockey, football, like the referees have fucking mics so they can explain to the fans in the stands and also for the viewers at home what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
Like, address the crowd. Like, I think it would be cool if Major League umpires were like, we're trying to figure out what the fuck is happening right now. If everyone can just give us 20 minutes.
Calm down.
If everyone wants to hit the concession stands, go grab a beer. This is going to take a little bit. We have Angel Hernandez on the staff.
If you have Angel Hernandez in charge of, like, the mic, it's going to be a terrible look for MLB because he's not going to know what's going on himself.
Yeah.
So he's just going to say, like, I kind of guessed. And then Cora, is it Alex Cora, the Red Sox manager, got upset. And then the other guy, Kevin Cash, got upset. And so I just said, you know what? Let's just keep playing ball. Because that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
They didn't really know what was happening. So they're like, continue game.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I think the highlight of the series wasn't so much a 20-minute clusterfuck. Mm-hmm. It was Christopher Allen Sale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On Tuesday, Christopher Allen Sale is at 102 or 5 pitches, somewhere in there.
He got squeezed. He should have been at like 93.
Yeah. After 5 innings, a lot of people are like, that's it. He's done. Hit the showers after 5. He goes down the stairs with Alex Cora, comes back out for the 6th. Mm-hmm. So this is a conversation that needs to happen behind closed doors. Christopher Allen Sale goes out there for the 6th inning. He gets 2 outs. Alex Cora comes out of the dugout. Looks like he's going to motion to the bullpen. Puts his glove up to his mouth. Alex Cora goes back to the dugout. Gets the last out. After the game, Alex Cora says to the reporters, he told me 3 more pitches. They go to Sale's locker. Hey, Chris, you told Alex Cora in the 6th inning there were 2 outs, only 3 more pitches. Where'd you get that number from? That's the number of pitches in a strikeout. Love that.
That was great. It would have been dope if he actually got the strikeout.
Yeah, he didn't. I don't think he needed it. He got like a ground out in like two.
He got
pitches.
A liner to like Xander.
Yeah.
But not, Sale is always going to have that fire, and that is why there's no like even when he was doing poorly, he was very accountable.
Yeah.
And I don't see us at any point not being on the Sale train. This guy is a trooper.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking idiots out there like, oh my God, this extension's the worst.
He's going to be fine.
All
this
money. Dude, he's still throwing like 96, 97. I think he's 12th in Major League Baseball in F-War.
Four.
What's a Z-Borp?
He's having a good year. The peripherals support that he's having a good year. It's not just about ERA, folks. Yeah.
He's got third most Ks in baseball.
Nah, I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Who's got more?
One
Garrett
behind
Cole
Verlander, and then Cole's like, I'm going to have 205 in late July. What a dick.
Yeah, what a dick.
But no,
speaking of dicks, support for Section 10 comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, Jared.
Oh.
How often do you shave that hog?
Every day.
Every day?
Every That's day. Aggressive.
That feels way too often.
That's a lot.
Yep.
Just shaving skin.
Oh, yeah.
So how, like, have you ever seen hair down there?
Never.
What age were you when you first shaved your bush?
I think I was like in seventh grade.
What?
And I was getting a hand job, and my pubes were so long that you could braid them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to do something about this.
Mm-hmm. So seventh grade's the first time you.
Yep.
What tool did you use?
Scissors.
Hacksaw.
From the drawer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you nip anything?
No, not to my knowledge.
How terrified were you?
Very.
Were you still eating toothpaste sandwiches at this point in your life?
No, this was later down the line.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Do you think it made your hair grow longer, the toothpaste you ingested?
Probably was a contributing factor, yeah.
I didn't shave till freshman year of college.
Well, that is quite extreme.
So you couldn't even see my limp Johnson. Hard either, really. I was like, this thing stinks.
Yeah.
Then you shave it, it's like, holy shit.
It's like, wow, this is a whole new world.
The whole dick down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Manscaped does.
Hell yeah.
They've redesigned the electric trimmer. Their lawnmower 2.0.
There's really that much going on down there?
What? 2.0 is killing me. It's proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. Thank God.
Yeah.
Don't use the same trimmer on your face as you're using on your Johnson.
I've never done that. Yeah, I've never done that.
That's aggressive. Have a separate one.
I don't even use like the same razor.
Yeah. Because then you just got that all over your face now.
Yeah.
I use a single katana.
Oh.
And just
machete?
One fell swoop.
Got it.
Very dangerous.
But they say if you hit the penis.
There's like a safer alternative now.
Steve, I don't think you were listening. How small it is. Impossible.
Just mow that lawn.
Manscaped also has the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You've already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body?
Wait, my dick doesn't smell.
Take it out.
All right. Sometimes it smells like glue.
God, we glue? Didn't actually want you to take it out. Jared, put it back. Put it back.
Yeah.
Why glue?
I don't know. Sometimes it smells like glue, I guess. I don't know.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with code ROCKET.
Oh.
At manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. They'll be clapping in unison. Both, they're not going to be clapping against one another. They're going to be clapping.
Yeah.
Individually.
So get ball deodorant.
And the lawnmower 2.0.
Ah.
Get 20% off and free shipping with code ROCKET at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code ROCKET. That's ROCKET.
Mm-hmm.
ROCKET.
So is that like if you want to like leave some...
I think it's you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
You see how like we watch baseball. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Like every lawn's manicured differently.
That's true.
They have different designs.
Got it.
Have you different cross patterns.
Yeah.
So with this lawnmower 2.0, You can do whatever you want down there.
Well, it would be kind of cool to have some designs down there.
I'd love to have a rocket ship.
Who had like the one, was it like Tavares, who had like the one line?
Yeah, landing strip thing. Yeah.
That's cool.
You make your dick look like Julian Tavares.
Yeah.
That's what all the girls are craving.
They love
or guys.
The JT.
That's true.
You don't have to have sex with girls.
They don't.
You don't have to have sex with anyone. You can just pound.
Ah.
That's kind of where I stand.
Yeah.
Pound.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Sox Yankees series. What are we thinking?
Live show.
Other stuff.
How do we feel about this series? We feel good?
I think it's gonna be split.
You do?
I think it's gonna be split. I think it's gonna be one of those little tutus. And then both teams are just going to have a fun weekend in Boston. As are we. Live show, 1 o'clock Saturday.
This is the season for sure, right?
Presented by New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka. Drink your vodka.
What if they just like lost all four? We can start talking about the Patriots.
I thought you were going to say Rebs, but all right.
I will never talk about the Rebs.
Tanaka Porcello.
Yep.
That's the Yankees. Paxton Kashner, that's the Yankees.
Oh, boy.
Sabathia Erod, that's the Red Sox. Hermann Sale, that's the Red Sox.
I like the last two starts there. I like Erod Sale. Definitely don't like Richard.
Paxton Kashner.
Richard and Kashner.
I got the Yankees taking the first two, the Red Sox taking the last two.
Yeah.
So we're going to be 0-2 going into the live show.
Yep.
But then Sick. Here's the deal. The live show gets all the energy going. That energy then goes into Fenway. Yeah. And Erod's like, whoa, this park's on fire.
And we're on record saying that we knew that there would be down 0-2 going into Saturday.
So that kind of takes out any of the negatives.
Paxton kind of stinks, though.
Paxton stinks, and Rick Porcello rises to the occasion against the Yankees.
He does.
Sometimes.
True. So Red Sox win the first one? No, still they'll lose the first one.
No, because Paxton's game two.
Oh, true. Masahiro Tanaka is going to... Tanaka, I feel like he kills us.
Tanaka Porcello could be good.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, they're going to lose the first two and win the second two. And then
like, game one could be like 4-2.
Nice little off day on Monday, and then you sweep the Rays at home.
I think game one is going to be like 9-3.
That'd be
Yankees.
Awesome.
One team is going to score double digits in game one. It's a bold prediction.
No. Game two is going to be the double digits game.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I think we just, like, Paxton, I think, gives up an absurd amount of runs in the first inning.
Yeah.
So that's when we should score.
Didn't he throw, like, 8 shutout innings against the Red Sox?
Yeah. That's the Red Sox, though.
Yeah.
That's the Sox.
Yeah.
Kashner, dude, what are you talking about?
Hey, I mean,
about?
This stretch, you got to win series, all right? Yeah. You won the first series.
Eddie Rodriguez, I think the Red Sox are 16-5 when he pitches this year, and Sabathia's fat. So that one's...
Yeah.
Sunday's easy. Or no, that's Saturday. Saturday's easy.
Very easy to win against a fat guy.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Big fats OCC versus Eddie.
Yeah. Sunday Sale is...
Easy.
We'll see what happens.
I mean, Domingo...
No, Hermann's good.
Who they got?
He is good, but he sucks.
Who do they have on Sunday? Domingo Fabingo?
Yeah, he fucking... Did you see him pitch against the Twins? He gave up like 27 home runs.
Twins are good. Remember we beat the Twins? We were like, we're back.
Yeah. I think they said that a few times about being back.
Definitely.
I feel good.
Why? What was your tweet you had last night? You were like, you guys can jump off the ship.
Oh, it was a couple nights ago.
Stevie stays on board.
I think we're all... Are we not all on board?
About
this
what?
Team potentially making the wild card game?
Yeah. I believe.
It's just... You had good reason to be upset after losing a series to the Orioles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they just won a series in Tampa, who's ahead of you and in the playoff race.
Mm-hmm.
That's promising. I think they're going to split this weekend.
It's almost August, Steve. I mean, the fact that the Red Sox are in third place still...
Is it August?
No.
It's almost good. August. Oof.
It's almost August.
If it was August, then that would be a problem.
Yeah. But I mean, like, the fact that it's July 25th and the Red Sox are still
We're in the middle of the division collision.
They've just been in baseball purgatory all year. It's like they haven't sucked. They just haven't been good either.
Two games out. It's been a grind for us.
It's been a grind.
Yeah. But I feel like
this series is
too good. They're too good to not be in that game.
Don't let the Red Sox take these 8.
Don't let the Red Sox split.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them go 8-0.
Don't let them go 8-0, because then... Now the picture just has shifted drastically.
Yeah.
Different picture.
Yeah.
If the Red Sox win all these games, you guys are screwed.
You guys are fucked.
If they win out, they'll win the World Series.
Yeah.
That's true. If they don't lose a game for the rest of the year, they win the World Series.
They win the World Series. Back-to-back World Series champions.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how you do it, right?
Hasn't been done since what? The
Yankees.
The 99-2000 Yankees?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Down on the DM, bitch!
goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM. It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
I'd like to nominate that.
Chief, where are the DMs?
I'd like to nominate that as my favorite DMs transition of all time. Down in the DM, as always, brought to you by Ronald's Napkins. They clean your fucking face. First one comes in from Catherine.
Hey, Catherine, what's up, girl? How you been? Where is she from?
She didn't say.
Gloucester?
Yep.
Yuck,
she goes,
next.
She goes, hey, guys. Ooh, this is, this might be, I'll be interested to see what you say here.
We just got in a shipment of heroin off the docks. Thought you might want to try something.
We've been doing it while listening to Section 10. Met the girl I'm currently dating
because
of Section 10, and we're just wondering when you're dropping a Section 10 Pride shirt.
Oh, I'd love to drop a Pride shirt. We can do that.
Yeah, make it the shirt of the month.
Yeah.
Probably June.
Is that Pride month?
Sure is, friend.
Yeah, so next June.
Well, now they have to wait for another year. That's not cool.
Catherine, we got you.
Just stay in the relationship no matter what happens.
Catherine, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Girls. We should drop a Section 10 Pride shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Girls talking to girls. This comes in from Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Would the ultimate confusing process be Angel Hernandez trying to find tickets to a sports or a contest? There is no way he would know what SeatGeek is.
Yeah.
He would go to some other dumb ticket place. He would not know that SeatGeek is exactly where you need to go.
He would just type tickets into like a typewriter.
Yeah. And have no idea what he's doing.
Yeah.
This comes in from Alex. Alex is a guy.
Alex is a guy.
Hey, guys. Alex from Connecticut. I'm a guy.
Hey, Alex.
Do you think the Red Sox bullpen should do children's birthday parties to make a little extra cash? They'd be great at blowing the candles out just like they blow almost every game. Thanks.
I get it.
I would have thought that he would have went the route of like them being clowns.
Why would he blow the candles? Why would the bullpen, like the kid blows the candles out?
Kid blows the candles out.
When has the clown ever blown the candles out?
Never been to a birthday.
I feel bad for Alex. He's never been invited to a children's birthday party.
Loser.
Any suspension or no?
No, he doesn't have anyone to talk to.
Oh, true. So this would really put him down.
Yeah.
This
comes in from like a reverse, like he has to go to school.
Yeah, true. This comes in from Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. All of the negative talk about the Red Sox this year is just a huge confusing process, guys, because if the Red Sox make the wild card and win, then they could play the Yankees in the ALDS, the Astros in the ALCS, and the Dodgers in the World Series. Steve, check the stats, but I think that's the exact same path the Red Sox took when they won the World Series last year.
Yeah, it is.
This comes in from John.
Hi, John.
What if they made him play all those teams again this year, but we lost every time?
That'll be tough to keep advancing when you're losing.
Yeah. That's why I said they made us do it.
Oh.
It's like, swept by the Yankees.
The Yankees win, but they say you can't advance.
You're allowed to go to the LCS now against the Astros. It's
swept.
Watching a playoff series where the losing team advances would be really weird.
Yeah.
Just meatballs.
It's like, why do the Yankees keep trying?
It'd be like that dude for the Orioles, that position player that was just lobbing in 55-mile-an-hour pitches. Comes in from John.
Hey, John.
John from Las Vegas.
Oh.
Las Vegas. That's not true.
I met him actually in Baltimore.
You did?
Well, maybe he lied to me.
Yeah, more evidence that he's not from Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, he made that up.
Anyway, here is a would you rather for you guys. Would you rather be a Hall of Famer but have no championships or be a bench warmer with multiple rings?
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, for
sure. Hall of Famer as well. It's time for the main question of the week.
The main question of the week.
Comes in from Bud.
Hey, bud.
This is the first one I believe in a long time.
Yeah, this is definitely a Maine guy.
Hey, bud.
I don't think he's ever left Maine.
No.
Yeah, true. Hey, guys. It's the main question of the week.
Hell yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
You bet your fucking bottom dollar it is.
That's right, bud. Dude, can you believe it? Nomar just hit 3 bombs on his freaking birthday. Man, I love this guy. Do you think we'll trade him? Hope he never leaves. Number 5 for life. Bud from Derry, Maine.
I do like players in all sports who just go off on their birthday. I feel like Nomar always used to go off on his birthday.
You know who else used to do that?
Nope.
Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah, he did. He was good for a dinger. Yeah,
August 17th. The
Ding Dong Day.
Big Ding Dong Day. The amount, like, I always do like a birthday shout out to Nomar every year, and it upsets me every time when you see how many people are still out there that have like negative feeling towards Nomar.
It makes no sense.
None.
What am I missing?
I don't know. They're just like older.
Well, he was like a dick on his way out, was he?
Like, if you were like in your like 30s and 40s when Nomar was here, then he wasn't like a hero to you as a kid. So it's like the people that are now in their late 20s, early 30s that grew up as like Nomar was my idol, they still love Nomar. And then you have like the guys that were kind of like our age when Nomar was here. And then they're like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Nomar was so big, they were selling Red Sox football jerseys with Nomar on them.
Yeah.
They were like, listen, we know the Patriots stink because they did. So go when you go watch that stink team, wear a Red Sox jersey still. Mm. And everyone was like, agreed.
Deal.
Yeah, Nomar doesn't get nearly enough love in the when you look back on Red Sox history.
Then he hasn't come back.
I feel like he hasn't helped this a lot. And also, like him working for the Dodgers, and he picked the Dodgers to win the World Series, as I think he should have. He would have got a ring.
Wild if he was just like, yeah, no Red Sox.
Yeah, the opposite team of who I work for. Wouldn't make any sense.
I guess, but like, I don't know.
Maybe just don't answer.
It's just, just be like, I hope both teams have fun.
Yeah, hope both teams play hard.
Rooting for a great series here.
But Nomar deserves more love.
He definitely deserves more love.
I feel like he gets a lot of love.
But you gotta like from us, but nobody in their right mind picked the Dodgers in that World Series.
No, but I hate the Nomar haters. You suck.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone like actively hate.
No, hate him, but like they go out like, oh no,
he's a quitter. He's a quitter. Yeah. That team cancer.
He was half out the door when they dealt him.
That team never would have won if it wasn't for getting rid of Nomi.
Me and you argue this. I don't think they would have won if they kept Nomar.
They would have.
They would have won.
I don't know if that's true. They had plenty of chances.
They wouldn't have gone down 0-3.
He would have stopped the 19-8 game.
Yeah,
he would have had 12 RBIs.
He would have had one catch.
They would have won 21-19.
Remember when Nomar had 15 RBIs in Game 3 of the ALCS?
That's crazy. The best Nomar game to watch is also the best Pedro game to watch.
Game 3 of the ALCS in 99?
No, Game 5 of the ALDS in 99.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nomar went off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like 10-9 when Pedro came in. He was like, all right.
Yeah.
Just hearing the name Nomar, I get happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most Boston name of all time.
Nomar. Sign my balls.
My guy.
Yeah.
Nomar.
Just everywhere there was supposed to be a syllable change, he was like, let's throw an R in this name.
Yeah.
Now you're going to play for the Red Sox.
Any chance you got to say Nomar? Like someone give you a receipt, you're just like, Nomar.
Hey, fucking Nomar. My guy, dude.
Have a nice day. Nomar.
Yeah, I love Nomar.
Is he Spanish, too?
Yep, this is
Mexican.
Emptying the bench real quick.
Yeah,
15-year anniversary of Tech smashing A-Rod's face. I know Hubs was like, he didn't take his mask off.
He wasn't expecting to throw down.
A lot of Yankee fans, like if you ever go to the YouTube video for that, it's just Yankee fans arguing that A-Rod actually won the fight, which is crazy considering what happened over the next 3 months.
Yeah, he didn't win at all.
To say he won that fight when he so clearly did not.
He lost for months after that. Years.
One of the more outrageous takes the internet said. Multiple people share it.
Yeah. Well, they're all dumb.
Like Hubs' take wasn't even unique or original.
Well, Hubs is dumb.
Nothing that Hubs does is unique or original. It's all just like, oh, what does Jared do? I'm going to do the Yankee version of that.
Yeah. Throw strawberries at his face. Promoting the live show. Lastly, the live show, Saturday, 1 p.m. New Amsterdam Vodka. Do it. Be there.
Live show.
Lansdowne Pub.
Lansdowne, 1 o'clock.
Throw strawberries at Hubs.
Section 10 live show.
Section 12. 10.
12.
It's an hour after 12.
Get there. Want a cup, Phil?
Wouldn't want a cup, yeah.
Saturday night in the summer, sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they rented hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up, and they wanna know what you're about. Me in the middle with the one I love, and we're just trying to figure everything out. We don't fit in well, 'cause we are just ourselves.
As a kid, that was actually kind of upset. He was like, dude, where is Down at the Farm been? Where has Red Sox Lottery been? It's like, relax, man. I'm trying to make a wild card game.
How much more should I slide over?
I think you're good.
Just like an inch or two. There you go. All right,
there you go.
Yep.
All right. You're in the shot.
Mm-hmm. How do they know? Thumbs up?
Yep.
You got to send me that picture of the double thumbs up I did on Skype.
Oh, yeah, I do.
You talk about an all-time photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to do a live show promo. Should we just do that now? Under the camera. Live show coming up.
That's I think it should be. Should we do a live? That's we have to do a live show promo. Should we do it and then with this in the background? Or what? With all the information?
Actually, yeah, that's true.
That's right there.
Bang, cut.
Mm. That's true. And cut.
Good take.
All right, let's talk some round ball.
I feel the master. I feel
we y'all ready. Ready. They ready.
Well, come on.
We
well, come
ready.
On. Going through your